one thing one person was saying was like, you know, Jesus invented sex.
Oh God.
He's, if you think about it, he invented sex and he wants you to have it. And it's like, and I'm like looking at it, I'm like, you're like 68 or something. And you're like real close to me telling me this. Hey everyone, welcome. Well, where do I gotta be? Over here? Hey. And my mic's all over here. All right. Hey, welcome to the podcast. This is Pop Popcast. I am your host, Dennis.
And I'm your host, Gabe.
How are you, Gabe?
I am good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I got a haircut, so I'm pretty happy about that. What are we? Are we gauging?
Are we in trouble already?
For stuff?
Why is Don just? I think Don's fucking with us.
I think he's messing with it. He's messing with
Gabe
us.
Gabe needs to shave. Same, all right, everyone, same. Relax. That's
y'all. Both of y'all really just like clenched up. I could see your buttholes.
Yeah,
tight buttholes that you guys had for a moment.
Because
don't mess with them too much, Don.
Don came in here and said, "We already fucked.
We already I was fucked." Like,
that's not good, man. We can't be fucked. We're so prepared today.
Yeah. We're doing a good job today.
Yeah. I need a shave, and I was going to, but
what's the difference between this and shaved? I don't really know what shaved is, because you never go clean on the sides.
Right, that's true. Jasmine,
so you like, go like you just go a little shorter.
I just go a little shorter, and Jasmine's always like, "Why are you trimming? It looks good." And I always feel like it doesn't look good, but I don't know. It's just preference. But
you know, when it's shorter, it's probably more pokey to her too.
Yeah, it might be more pokey.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is what it is. I don't know.
Damn, how do you do that with your face?
I guess it's nice when you...
That's so crazy.
When I completely shave, or when I used to completely shave, using razors and all that, it was annoying. Because, like, the next day or two, it, you know, you get the shadow, and it annoyed me. So now it's, like, just... It's a beard. It's a beard that's sometimes short, sometimes this. So...
I think you look more and more Mexican as time goes on, somehow. You started off... Mike, can we pull up a picture of when Gabe was young? Do we have one? No, we don't, right?
A young picture of me?
Yeah. You still look Mexican when you were a kid, but you're pretty white and adorable. I mean,
it's this hat and this shirt, for sure. This is a shirt you got me for Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas shirt that I gave you, like, yesterday. Two days ago or something like that.
That's okay. I didn't get you anything for Christmas. Oh, wow. There's a picture of me right there.
Hey, dang. Look at that.
That's me being cute right there.
I know. That's a very cute Gabe. Look a little bit Middle Eastern of some sort.
You're trying to
blow it up or something.
Do.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Go old school with it.
That's me being cute right there.
You look good. I mean, you look about the same. Let me see. I guess you got... I think you got like a smaller head back then or something. And your hair looks good. good hair day that day.
Mycopedia's...
Killer Trav says Gabe got that L.A. Cholo drip tonight. What's happening?
Oh, that's right, because we restarted the program. Anyways, that's technical stuff. We'll see a picture of me in a second.
Yeah.
That was probably 4 or 5 years ago. I don't know. I had facial hair there.
Yeah.
But nobody could see, so why are we even talking about it? Anyways.
Do you buy your LA Dodger hats?
I got one as a gift for Christmas, and then I ruined it, so I bought the same exact one.
Okay. That's fair. You gotta make a show of, right?
Yeah.
You gotta look like you still have the gift.
Yeah.
And it's taken care of.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not gonna tell them. You know.
But I would do that. That's a Dennis move there.
If they look closely, they'd be like, "That's not the hat we got you." I don't know what's going on.
Oh, Jasmine's figuring something out. Ooh, it's like Entrapment with Catherine Zeta-Jones. Remember that? Oh, hey, speaking of which.
Oh, man. Oh, here.
What do you got? Oh, you got weed for her?
Yeah, I wanted to give her. I mean, she could. I didn't want to like leave it all, but she could use a good amount of it right now. Jasmine,
I was gonna say it's a lot. We have weed for you, because Dennis always comes in here, and the first thing he asks for is weed.
There's stuff here. This thing is such a dumb jar to open.
You got it to work? What is that? That's 2017, Gabe? Maybe?
There it is.
Oh, dude, that's Gabe's dating profile picture.
Oh, that's...
first picture.
That's his dating profile picture? Word. Dang, I didn't know... I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know that
so
about
Gabe.
So that's
6-7 years old then.
6-7 years old.
Yeah.
Coffee meets bagel.
That's 2000... What, 16?
What are you doing with your mouth there?
I'm doing a little that? Smirk. I'm little trying to be smirk? Cute.
Mm, I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jasmine said it worked for her.
I was looking good that day.
Yeah, that's a good looking day for you. Wow.
This was our friend's
like,
wedding.
Pa, pa, pa. It's like all there.
This is a photo booth for a friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Got it all set up. It was outdoors too, so there's like natural light.
Mm.
Yeah, I look good right there.
Yeah, you look like the type of dude that goes to clubs and owns a sports car in that picture.
Yeah.
Right?
Now I look like a dude who got his sports car repoed and is an alcoholic, but, you know.
Oh, you look good on the camera. I wasn't looking there. You look good.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you.
I was worried about that shirt on you.
I love it. It's great. It's great.
I was like, oh, is this too flesh-colored for Gabe's skin tone? I don't know. Will it pop? Will it not? Does it pop? Does it not?
It pops.
Chime in, guys. Let me know. Does it pop?
I don't think I should wear a hat with it, but I'm wearing a hat with it right now.
I'm very conscious of the gifts that I buy for people.
I didn't get you a gift because I didn't know what to get you, so I just didn't get you one.
Yeah. I'm also a once-in-a-while gifter, too. You know me.
Yeah.
I skip like a holiday or a birthday mm-hmm. or two, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I save up my consideration for like... One big load.
Oh, yeah, I got you a nice jacket last time.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think we're square.
All right. Nice. So what are we doing today? What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about... I don't know how to start it. I wasn't even thinking about that. I didn't even think that far ahead.
Oh, you know what? We need to do our secret handshake.
Hot or not? Oh, our secret handshake. That's right. That's how we wanted to start it. But do you remember what Adam added on after the episode cut?
I don't remember what he added on.
He added on the whoop.
Yeah, there's like whoop. Two things though. Was it was that the one? That was all of it?
All right, let's go half speed. It's this, pass through that, and then he's saying whoop down, bump shot.
All
right. Or like right like today when you're not drinking, we take the shot and we flip it over. You say, we're not drinking today.
I'll take a shot. I'll take an air shot. You want to do a full speed?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's try it.
It's two times.
Oh, shit.
Come on.
I'm already fucking it up.
All right. Half speed, and then we'll go to full speed.
All right. So let's go full speed.
Full speed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, shit.
No, we fucked that up already.
Dude, we fucking... you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do it once every stream,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to see the improvement over the years, all over right. the weeks. All right?
All right.
All right. So there was our first attempt. That was our, first attempt since the creation of it. Yeah. But we do the whoop.
All right. We'll do the whoop.
Yeah. Here. I'll do it on myself so you can see. We go ba, ba.
Right, right.
Back.
Right.
Whoop.
Right. Down.
Bump.
Bump. Shot. All right.
Okay.
Tight.
I think once we get it down and then we do it really well, people will be like, whoa, they're like really good friends.
Right.
Really? We gotta, and that's what we're trying to communicate.
We got
inside shit. All right. This is a friendship deep with, oh no, I'm good. Thank you. This is a deep friendship. Lots of ins and outs, lots of nooks and crannies, you know? Ooh.
Remind me to pick that up later or else I get in trouble.
You know, I'm going to drink an alcoholic beer. Just to save you some money.
To save me money?
Yeah, to save you money. Because that stuff's expensive. I know.
This is expensive. I'm not sure if I'll buy this anymore.
Yeah?
I'll just buy soda water. But pop, pop.
Pop, pop.
Pop, pop. We didn't even say hi to people. Don, AJ, Kern, Killer Trav, Kern again. And probably other people. What's up? Welcome to Pop Popcast. And Hrothgar. What's up? Rothar coming in very polite.
Yeah.
Hi.
With the lowercase hi.
That's perfect. You were telling us before the stream that you started marriage counseling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I did. I did like a marriage counseling, like a set, not a session, like a one thing. Like a half a day thing. Whoa. What is that? Boot camp? I don't know.
Yeah, that's like.
Marriage counseling.
I say CrossFit.
Ba ba da ba.
It's like CrossFit marriage counseling.
What was the hours? 6 hours.
6 hours?
6 hours.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Is it through, what was it through?
It was like, through a church.
Oh, those church ones.
Yeah. It was through a church those one.
Church ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you resolve conflict? Do you just pray?
No, no. Actually, there's definitely prayer, all right? But that's like step five.
If step one through four doesn't work, you pray in step five?
And then, no, it's like you do a good job and then you thank the Lord. You thank the Lord for giving you the strength to do a good job. But it was pretty cool. I mean, it was better than I thought it was going to be. And, yeah.
What happens in 6 hours?
Nothing. You know what it was? It felt like, okay, I'm not crazy. It felt very much that, mm-hmm. like relief to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, what was I thinking? I was thinking a few times I was like, you see, that's what you're doing to me.
Right.
You know, I looked right over at Jess too. I was like, they'd be like showing like a video and then doing like a, you know, thing. And then we do like group discussion and then we do breakdowns into like couple discussions and stuff like that.
Oh, so there's other couples?
There was a few other couples there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's a bigger setting type of thing.
Yeah. 6 hours. Yeah. And just if it's like a 6 hour private, that'd be like intense.
That'd be super intense. No, it was like, we got to meet new people. You know, I was relieved to find, less religious people overall.
Good.
Which was, you know, kind of, I would feel a little bit smothered if it's like a little bit too much. Yeah. And then I got to hang out with some old ladies and those old ladies are dirty.
Mm.
They talk about sex.
Nice.
Like it's nothing. And I'm still, I guess, a prude. I don't know. I just can't talk about my sex life like that. These old ladies, they get dirty and then no one's asking them. That's the thing. No one's asking them questions. They're just volunteering all this information.
And so, like, you guys are in a circle, and, like, it's like, Mary Catherine, what would you like to share with the group? Yeah. Oh, I mean, my husband's not turning out this pussy far enough.
No, I mean, I don't know. They're like, a little bit that. I guess that's what they're saying, but in their own white lady lit ways.
Mm.
Yeah. And I'm like, dang, these white ladies, crazy. She's like 85, probably.
Damn, 85.
Yeah, she's like a repeat customer. She likes these sessions, I guess.
Mm.
So this is not her first one.
Maybe that's how she gets off.
And she doesn't even. She, her husband wasn't even there.
Of course not.
She was like, I couldn't get him out of bed today, so I'm here alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's dead. He's not even around.
And she's like, he doesn't give it to me as much as I want it. I'm like, wow. Damn. 85-year-old?
85.
Yeah. So that's a long road. If I think about me, if I have to be, you know, putting it down till she's 85, whoo, that's a lot of thrusts. I don't know how many thrusts I got in me, to be honest.
I think we have a limit. Like, women have a certain amount of eggs. We have a certain amount of thrusts.
It's true. I was born with a set number.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
So every time we go at it, I try to limit it to 3 to 6.
3 to 6 thrusts.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What are you, like a slow thruster?
Very slow.
Yeah.
Slow.
Wow.
Jasmine's very nice. She says she describes sex as sensual. Ooh. But that's just keyword for slow. That's all that means.
Dang.
No, I have more thrusts than that. I started doing math in my head again.
Mm-hmm.
That was
for
like,
what?
You know, to like, to keep myself from ejaculating early.
Oh, okay.
I do the math trick.
Yeah, and math is good.
I started doing it again recently.
Oh, good, good, good.
Getting better at math again.
Yeah. I try to do something where I imagine the sensations I'm having to not be my own.
Ooh.
Yeah, that one's tricky. Like, who's... What dick is this? Whose dick is this? It works though.
Yeah, I think I've tried to separate the feeling from me too.
Yeah, it's very, you know, it's like a meditative type, you know, like a Buddhist way of having sex, I think.
Yeah, it's like very eyes closed and imagining that you are watching
from above.
Yeah, you're not feeling everything, but you feel it, but you're not feeling everything,
right?
Yeah, anyways,
how do we go down this
way?
We were talking about something completely different, I remember. Sex. Then we got into our sex. Oh, these old ladies at marriage counseling. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I enjoyed it. There was a lot of insight. And honestly, I just felt like I wasn't crazy. And I felt validated because I was like, you've been doing this fucking forever. And I couldn't figure out how to describe it. You know, that kind of shit.
Did it work the other way? Where
Yeah. A bunch.
So you're like...
Both ways.
Yeah, both ways.
Yeah, so I like, you know, I like saw myself, you know, on like in the examples and stuff like that. I was like, damn.
That's me
right there.
Hey.
That's not constructive.
Mission accomplished. Are you going to do any more counseling? Are you guys going to do this?
I think we're going to do something else, mm-hmm. like more secular maybe.
Yeah, secular.
Yeah.
If you could do the church thing and a secular thing, that's probably you're getting it from both sides.
Yeah. It was surprisingly not very Jesus-y.
Good.
Yeah, I thought there'd be more Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and there was not that much Jesus.
Nice.
Yeah, just a bunch of old ladies telling me about their sex life, and I was like, wow, Jesus is crazy. Because there, and the other thing that one person was saying was like, you know, Jesus invented sex.
Oh God.
If you think about it, he invented sex and he wants you to have it. And it's like, and I'm like looking at it, I'm like, you're like 68 or something. And you're like real close to me telling me this.
Hey Dennis, are you sure you weren't at Sexaholics Anonymous and just thought it was like a marriage?
No, it was definitely not that, but it was pretty good. It would have been funny I think if it was like maybe divided into more sessions.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see these old ladies more. In a way.
I'm getting horny thinking about it.
Yeah.
Where do we go for this?
Yeah.
I want to sign up.
These old ladies having sex like that though?
I mean,
are they just showing off?
I understand.
Cuz they're like, "Oh, this guy's young. Uh-huh. He thinks like sex is the shit."
Right.
You know, and she's like, "Oh yeah, man, I'll be, you know, I stay fucking."
Yeah, I mean that if it's saying one thing to me, sex is just gonna be a thing for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. Like it's just like unless you're like fucking you're glued in, I guess, or if you're like tapped into your partner and there's like there's no qualms or there's no nothing about it. Like you just both enjoy sex and it's beautiful every time, and then boom, I guess you could just have that for the rest of your life. But you know, I think for a lot of people it's probably not that simple. But
dang.
But I mean if she's 85 complaining that her husband is too tired to get out of bed to he's too tired because he's been fucking for 85 years. Not 85 years, he's been fucking this old bag for
at least 60?
60 years.
60 years? That's crazy to me. I gotta put in work. I didn't think it through, I guess. I didn't know I was going to have to be having sex for that long.
We got to get in shape. That's why I hit the gym, baby.
Fuck, man.
Don asks, so who won at the marriage counseling, Dennis or Jess?
I think, well, we both won. But me, victories, small victories for me. Because I was like, you see, you've been telling me I'm crazy,
mm-hmm.
or I'm being petty.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling your ass, this shit is real to me.
Nice.
You know, for a while. I've been telling her for a while, and she just always kind of disregarded it. And then we saw it up on the screen. I was like,
oh. Well, then.
That was the best feeling.
I think Jesus won. I think that's.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
It was very cool.
What's up with these people in masks on the screen?
Like, high five, Jesus. Fuck yeah.
Let's get that going. So what's this? This was your idea. So can you introduce what we're going to do
right now? Oh, this is the wrong picture.
That one, right?
There you go. Okay, so I didn't want to do it like this. Let's not bring it up yet. So this is what I want to talk about. All right. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to outline the conversation to you. All right. So we're going to segue.
That's fine, because Mike needs to figure it out anyway.
Oh, yeah. All right, so me and you, we'll figure this out. So I wanted to segue into something like about masks.
Right.
And how...
Everyone's wearing them.
Everyone's wearing them.
You can't tell what they really look like.
You can't tell what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I have no choice but to stare at their bodies more.
Oh, it's true.
Right?
You have no choice. You're
There's
right.
There's like no options.
Yeah, you're right. I felt.
How do I identify you? I can't fucking see eyes from eyes. I don't know eyes like that.
That's what I'm saying.
I need to see pant color or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm a perv.
I mean, there's so much expression in one's face, you know? Mm-hmm. That's how we see each other and communicate. And
right.
We see like, oh, they're interested. They're not interested. They're attractive. They're not attractive, you know?
Yeah.
But now their faces are covered. So we got to look at their asses or what?
Yeah, you got to judge. You got to judge people by their bodies now.
Yeah. Gosh.
You have no choice.
I've never done that before.
I know.
I've always looked for their face right, and the personality behind that face.
Right. You see like, oh, she looks like she smiles a lot. So mm-hmm. that's, you know, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, oh, that person walks around with a scowl. You notice those things, you know, right. and then you have this idea. But what are you supposed to do now?
You're right.
You just got to look at these bodies.
Yeah. This is your joke. Everyone's a butterface now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone's a butterface.
Everyone's
now.
A butterface.
That was like the heading of this segment, I guess.
You know, it was Key and Peele did like this skit where, you know, they're checking, like they're playing, I guess their characters are Indian people, and it's just two dudes like just looking at women walking by and just trying to judge like how attractive they are, but they're all like covered in like burkas, like everything is like head to toe, so they're just finding those like
I remember this sketch. Yeah,
little
yeah.
hints of the physical qualities that they're like, ooh, yeah, she's.
I remember this sketch.
Tall.
They do a very the way they're dressed for that, the Arab characters that they're doing or whatever, is so funny. Is that like brown face or something? Are they allowed to do that? That's edgy.
It's brown face.
Anything. It's brown face it's a little bit, face. Right? It's straight up brown face.
It's brown face. I mean, it's
who doesn't like Key and Peele, first of all, but also it's a little bit brown face.
It's a little bit.
But I don't know. I don't care anymore.
I don't care either.
Yeah. I'm back all the way around the circle. I don't care anymore as long as no one's feelings get hurt.
So what are we doing with these images?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, that one.
That yeah. Should we watch the video or do they... Nah,
no.
We don't have to watch it.
We can't watch it. We're gonna get copyright
struck. All right.
Too, anyways.
Can we? Man, hold on. I want to go. This is not the first pick. Is this the first picture I want to start with? Is this Untitled One? This is Untitled One. All right, we can start in this direction. Okay. I can't remember the flow of it. I just whipped this together in like 20 minutes. Honestly,
I was thinking 20 minutes. Yeah, I said it.
It was like 20 minutes, but like it was difficult because I didn't. All right, here's the concept. So we're just going to walk everyone through the full fucking concept of the thing, right? So I was going to do like, we do like hot or not with the mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but like, what are we going to do? Oh, she's not hot.
Yeah.
And that felt messed up.
They're
so
all, right.
I went to like, marry, fuck, kill. And then I was like, but. Who are, why are we gonna anyway? I was here, so and then the other thing is I was worried about using images of just random people.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just using stock images. This is all like stock stuff
or
known celebrities that I don't know.
I don't know
you
any
might
of these.
Know.
Are these celebrities? I don't even.
These
know.
These are celebrity.
Oh
girls.
Crap! Are
this
these,
is this
Spice
is like
girls?
This is like a Mexican girl group, I think. Or maybe not. Maybe they're not Mexican. I don't know why I said that.
I think
they're from Mexico, though.
Like a Latin pop group. All right. I would marry, fucking kill all these women.
No, so I don't know what we're doing anymore, all right?
Uh-huh.
But I want to say, like, who do you think is your most... Who are you most attracted to?
Based on...
Just based on what you're saying.
What I'm seeing right here. Yeah. Who am I most attracted to?
Out of these five women.
Okay. Damn, this is tough. You know, that middle is calling me right there.
The middle?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's, you know, she's standing pretty tall there. I could see that she has breasts. She is not quite sure if she's hot or cold. That's why she's wearing the jacket halfway off. That's pretty, you know, you don't see that every day.
Right.
You know?
That's like, why you're choosing her?
I'm choosing her because she's a little different.
Those are the qualities you're choosing about her.
Yeah. It's mostly the jacket, the breasts, the eyes. I like red. I like redheads. I know that's probably fake. Red, but
that looks like a fake red for sure.
I'm down for that red hair right there. I'm liking it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think she'd be my number one right there.
She's your number one? Who's your number? Who's your last?
Who's my last?
That's what we're playing now.
Okay. So that girl with the dog face right there? I'm just kidding. No one has a dog face. I would say
it's hard to see who would be the most dogged faced in there.
Yeah, that's such a horrible thing to say about someone.
We can't.
You know, let's see. We got you're right. We got to base it off of like other things here, right?
Here's who I don't like. I don't like second on the right.
Okay.
Because she looks like she's the youngest, and she don't look just based on what I'm seeing body wise. She don't look like she's over 17.
Okay.
So I don't.
Are
like
some
her.
Of these women not?
I don't like her. No, they're a girl group. I don't know. I just assumed.
Okay.
I just assumed.
Fuck. All right.
They're a girl. They're a legit girl group. I don't know.
I'd say the far right. I'm not digging. So you're second from the right. I'm far right.
Far
I'm
right. You're not digging.
Yeah, not digging. I don't know what she's wearing. What is that?
Is it because of her hand?
Weird. Yeah, that's like that's a hand that shouldn't be all fingers spread out like that on some, you know, late 90s jean skirt, you know? I don't know.
This picture was from like last year, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they do it in Mexico, though.
It's all right. I mean, if
let's take the masks off.
Let's see. Well,
what do we think?
I still
that one all the way on the right looks like Nicole Schlesinger from way back here. I don't know. Does it look like her?
On the one on the far right.
What are they called?
I guess so.
The
kitty cat girls.
Pussycat dolls.
Pussycat dolls.
Kitty cat girls.
That was close.
You were close. Yeah, you're right. You got me there.
I like middle and I like far left. That's my top two.
Yeah. I like far left because it looks like she smiles a lot.
Yeah, she smiles a lot. It's a good smile. You know, middle, that's confidence.
I like confidence.
That's a confidence face right there.
Yeah. And then everyone else got like a different scowl on.
Yeah. Yeah, the one second to the right, she's really, you know, putting her chest out there.
Second to the right?
Yeah. Really.
Because she's 15, she's got something to prove.
You gotta stop saying how young she is in your brain.
Is she not? That's why she's out of the you know count for me. But she looks pretty young to me. She looks like one of those underage girls we accidentally danced with in Mexico when we went there.
Allegedly.
Allegedly underage.
All right.
We didn't ID them after they said they were underage.
No.
We don't know.
Nope. And we did nothing after.
Yeah, and then we just walked away from.
We walked away.
Yeah.
All right. What's the next set?
Oh yeah.
This is a stock image for
this
sure.
This is a stock image. This is five women pointing at you.
Damn. Yeah. Are we in trouble?
I don't know. I can't tell. The mask. You can't tell anything.
They're chanting rapist or something at me. So, This is not starting off well.
So you would say that these women are upset at you?
It's hard to say. I mean, it looks like maybe a couple of them, they could be laughing and smiling.
Are
like,
they laughing?
Yeah,
they're
like
laughing it at you.
Right, like I farted or something, and they're like,
or like you're suddenly naked.
Or I'm suddenly
and
naked.
This is like a dream.
Yeah. They're all wearing white shirts.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is definitely a stock image.
This is a terrible girl group.
This is not a girl group.
This is not a musical. This is a terrible band. All right. Who's hot, who's not? It's hard to see the two in the back there, but I'm not a fan of whatever their hair is doing. It's a little flat.
Oh, both in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, their hair is both a little flat.
Gosh, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, I like the girl on the far right. She got like curly locks. That means she's, you know, she decided, hey, I'm going to curl my hair today.
Yep.
I'm going to look presentable. I'm going to look better than presentable. I'm going to look good today. So that to me, that shows a little confidence. Yeah, I think that'd be my number one right there.
Number one?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the black lady on the left.
Black lady on the left?
Yeah. She looks like she's a good time.
She looks like she could be a
good
time.
Like she knows facts that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And she got maybe interests that I don't have, but I'm like pretty interested in getting into it.
Ah.
For some reason, I'm getting that vibe off of her.
Well, I mean,
she likes jackets, I think. And like fall weather.
She likes jackets and fall weather.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm just getting that vibe off of her.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah. But hey, you know what? You're right. She looks like someone that, I don't know, I could learn a lot about, you know? She could teach me a lot of things.
Or is it just the cleavage I'm looking at? I'm not sure. I don't know what I'm responding to. It is the only, I just realized it's the only cleavage I'm seeing as well.
Right.
So, all right, let's pop these masks off. What's up? What's happening behind these masks?
That's a good quality right there, the cleavage. Whoa, she looks different. I thought she...
Who looks different to you?
Holy crap, they're all smiling. This is frightening. I put the mask back on. I'm sorry, ladies.
Oh, Gabe says, unequivocally, they are all not hot. All right, next picture.
No, they're all very beautiful. But, oi. Okay, these are celebrities. That's Michelle Obama. That's Chrissy Teigen. That's a white person. Who is that?
Well, you got to guess.
I guess so, yeah.
You got to guess.
All right. Well, oh, that's the former princess.
That's right.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
I don't know. Michelle Isn't Obama that... all the way.
Huh?
I take Michelle Obama all the way.
This is Mary Fuck Kill, though.
This is Mary Fuck
this
Kill
one
now?
This is Mary Fuck Kill.
Ooh. Who do I murder?
I don't know. You see, that's tricky. That's Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah. Yeah, I want John Legend all to myself. Let's murder her. All right? Let's get him to write some more sad songs. You know, let's break his heart by murdering.
Mm-hmm.
They're still together, right? Wasn't she in like some hot controversy?
Who?
Chrissy Teigen.
What was her hot controversy?
We both didn't say controversy.
Yeah, right? What did I? Oh, man. Yeah.
Controversy.
I said controversy, I think.
I said controversy. I don't remember.
So she... I was like verbally abusive on Twitter against like other up and coming celebrities, pretty much. Oh. It was pretty nasty, I'm not gonna lie.
Up and coming celebrities.
Mike is really plugged into the world.
Yeah, dude.
I'm always surprised. You know, he hates things, but he keeps track of these things.
Michaelpedia, dude.
Yeah, Michaelpedia. All right, so
Michaelpedia.
But you know, I bet. I don't know if you can find Michelle Obama going on a Twitter tirade.
Well,
but you know, that's just happens. You know, you have a bad day. You got like millions of followers. It's a lot of pressure.
Who are we talking? Chrissy Teigen?
Yeah. Well, what'd she do anyway?
Oh, I don't know. What? I mean, he
Mike, could you sum it up in like a couple sentences?
Oh man, it was, I'm trying to remember the celebrity, but it was up and coming celebrities.
What does that mean, up and coming celebrities?
Like they're green. They're like
they're just new to, like, they're, you know, like, what are they, musicians, actors?
I'm trying to remember what they were. I think they were musicians, and she was pretty much saying like, "Go kill yourself." Like, it was like pretty insane. Right.
Oh, okay, that's pretty messed up.
All right, so that she got to go.
She got to go. She you killing go. Her? We killing her?
Yeah, we killing her. We got to kill somebody.
Yeah,
we killing her. Meghan Markle. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I want to spend time with her outside of just fucking her.
Yeah.
And then marry Michelle Obama?
Yo, if you married Michelle Obama, you'd be the man that broke up that couple. You'd be dead in a week.
You think I'd die in a week?
I think you'd be dead in a week, dude.
I think Michelle Obama would protect me. We're marrying each other.
You know, and Barack would probably come out and be like, hey, don't hurt him.
I think Barack would be okay. He'd be like, you know what? It's my time to, you know, shine in different area here.
Yo, Barack would kill it out there.
Barack would kill it.
He fucking...
I think if I were to marry Michelle Obama, yeah, I think Barack, we would just... he would just tag me in. We just give each other high fives, and then like he'd walk away, and then I'm in there. And then Michelle Obama would be like... I mean, she'll be happy with me, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Jasmine would be okay with it, too. Can we all be married together? Can we do like a three-way marriage?
Yeah, I mean, you would have to run it by Michelle Obama probably first.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know if she's willing to leave Barack for.
I mean, Meghan Markle, like
a me thing.
I don't know. She doesn't seem interesting to be around.
Who?
Meghan Markle.
I mean, she made the prince go like.
Leave.
Prince leave his princeness, princedom.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what, and she's like. Is she kind of like, let's help, let's be regular people and let's help the world? Is that her thing? I don't know if it's let's help the world. So is it?
I don't know. She just doesn't want to be part.
Does Prince have to get a job now? He still gets money, right? He just lives in Canada or something.
I don't know if he gets money. He probably does.
He probably gets money.
No, didn't they cut him off? I thought they cut him off.
Yeah, but like, you know, like when you're, you know, like your mom cuts you off and then your grandma sends you some money. Like, everyone's, like, helping the dude out, right? You know, like, an aunt. It's like, I got you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Sends, like, some pounds over.
They're probably fine.
Yeah.
They're doing fine. Netflix is hiring them to be producers on some bullshit, so who cares?
All right. We got the Mary. Okay, I think we got another one. We got a couple more.
So would you agree with that, or would you do something different?
I'm just afraid of Michelle Obama. Those are big shoes to fill, and I'm not.
I didn't think about that.
I'm not like. It's a stressful life, I think. Afterwards, like a married life.
You don't think she's like pulled off the pedal a little bit? She's like relaxing some more, you know?
No, she's like, she's gonna be going to like events,
mm-hmm.
you know, and black people things and black people, you know, advocacy things, and I gotta be there right next to her.
And that makes you uncomfortable.
No, not uncomfortable. I just don't know if I'm ready for that kind of obligation.
Right.
You know?
To be around black people.
I'm just playing a game here. I don't want to get married and have to like start showing up to these things.
Look, I'd be like, baby, you're doing these things at these black events, like Dennis has said. And let me just rub your feet after you're done.
Yeah. That's all I'm gonna do. I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I'll rub your feet. I'll suck on your toes a little bit.
Yeah, I'd suck on those toes. I've never wanted to suck on any toes, but I'd do it for you, Michelle.
Yeah. I'm not, like, against sucking toes.
No.
Yeah, you just clean them. They're like fingers. What's the problem?
All right, there's one more. Oh, yeah, dude.
All right. So, out of this group.
Who am I most attracted to?
Who is hot and who is not?
Good Lord.
Yeah. Can we zoom into the image somehow? I should have just cropped it differently. I don't know why I did that. Ah, bummer.
I think that's okay.
Okay.
It looks like.
Yeah, let's go all the way to the left of the image. Let's start from one side to the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That dude, I don't like how he's holding his hands.
This is a stock image, by the way.
This is a stock image?
I don't know what you're supposed to use this for, but this is a stock image.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Damn. Woof. It's getting hot in here. Is there something in his belly button?
The guy on the left?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got one of those like innie outies.
Okay.
You know, it goes in, but the very center, it's a little outie, I think.
All right. I pass on this guy.
On that guy because he's got a clit in his belly button.
Yeah, he got a clit in his belly button, and he probably has a clit behind those two hands. That's why he's holding them there. The second guy, I mean, I read confidence. You know, he's bald.
You picked up on that. Yeah, he is bald. You're mm-hmm. right.
Okay. He's standing in a very...
He's got some Jordans on? Does he have Jordans?
Whoa.
Man.
Look at those shoes. All right. Well, Jordans don't get me excited.
I wonder if he chose his outfit. Because I feel like he's an older guy who's in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of like overcompensating with the, you know, with the type of shoes. But they might have, you know, styled him.
Yeah, I think
he might not, you know, wear this normally.
I think these guys all got styled. But yeah. I'm going to assume that they showed up like this.
I like the guy third because he looks most like me. And I don't think he'll make me feel bad for my body.
Yeah, he's not as roided out as these other guys.
Yeah, damn, these guys all have amazing boobs. Like, if you just kind of blur your eyes and, like, look at the... Look at the contours of it. They just look like really high lady boobs.
Yeah, no,
very like lady boobs that start at their necks.
Yeah, perky.
Those are some great pecs. All of them got great pecs. You know that guy got the cum gutters going on. That's nice.
Ooh, let me see those cum gutters. The guy, which guy? The fourth guy?
The second guy on, right there. Third guy from the right, I guess?
Yeah.
The one in front. One in front right here with the sideways to it. Oh, shit. That guy all the way to the right, too.
I think I'm saving myself for the guy all the way to the right.
Oh, damn. That look, he looks like, what's his name? Antonio Sabato Jr., but buff.
Yeah, you're right. He look kind of gay, too.
He look gay?
Yeah. And that's what I'm looking for in a partner, is a man who is gay. Not like these other dudes who look straight.
You're right. These other guys look like they're just doing it for the money.
Yeah. How can we...
Ooh, yeah. Let's get closer to their faces. Can you like... Yeah, okay. What do you think, Gabe? That's the one, right? Anthony Sabato Jr. under there.
I mean, he's giving me the best eyes.
He's got arm hair that just stops right at his elbow.
It's kind of like my arm hair.
Okay. Can we scan through the crowd? I just want to make sure my choice is right.
He must shave his chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say guy to the far right. He got nice hair. He got pretty eyes.
Yeah.
He got
Oh,
that.
This guy looks intense. I didn't realize. Look at the guy second to the right. That guy looks like a mugshot.
Ooh.
He looks like a scowler. I don't like a scowler.
Yeah.
You know, even in dudes, I like a dude that smiles more.
I'm not sure. Whatever photographer or whatever director, I wonder what they said
to
them.
Let's keep scanning the crowd.
Wonder what they said.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I like right there. Oh, he's a little older. I bet he has money. I bet he'd take care of me.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a little balding, too. He looked like Andy Garcia.
His belly button stretches up and down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy to the right of him goes side to side.
Oh, you're right.
Belly buttons, dude. They're wild, man.
Let's keep going.
Look at those tight jeans on my man.
Man, you know what? I have one place I haven't been looking is down at their crotches.
That's how you
know we're not gay.
Ooh.
We're not gay enough. We've been looking at these faces, and what we should be looking at is for these bulges.
I don't know. I've been looking at the bulges.
All right, let's take these masks off. I want to see how sexy these men are. How you like that, Gabe?
Let's zoom in. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, damn. But he looks gay. You're right.
That dude.
You called it, that dude. His stance. His stance.
It's the hand on the hip. It's a hand on the hip. It's sass. He's giving me sass.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's a little bit, you know, like ta-da.
Ta-da. Second guy, you're right.
Mugshot. That's a mugshot. He's a gangster.
It looks like a mugshot. You're right. Ooh, that third guy. That's not a smile.
Ooh. That's intense.
That is intense. It looks like he is constipated.
Oh, you're right. Now that you put it that way.
But it has to smile. I got to smile.
Such a weird look. Some people are uncomfortable in front of the camera. Let's see. Let's scan. Let's see my man.
Oh, your man.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. A little boring looking.
A little thin lipped there.
A little thin. You're right. A little thin lip. You're right. I like a fuller lip.
But hey.
But dude, hey, this old guy, right? This old guy fucking looking like Captain Picard.
He looking like he's looking like Jeff Bezos right now.
Oh shit.
Jeff Bezos wishes he looked like
Jeff Bezos.
This is what Jeff Bezos sees when he looks in the mirror.
You know what's crazy? Jeff Bezos now is jacked.
Yeah, he's buff.
Is he jacked?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Who did he pay to do that? Did someone exercise for him?
Yeah. Yeah. A fleet of professional people.
Yeah, guy on the left. Maybe that's a piercing. It kind of looks like a piercing now.
It looks like a jewel.
Yeah, right?
A little jewel in the...
Man, that means he's slutty.
In the cumwell.
Yeah, in the cumwell.
But man, that guy, the second from the left, that guy's killing it. That guy could be in movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like my choice. I like your choice. But I feel like we missed out. We should have chose second from the left.
Second from the left, yeah.
It's all good.
He looks like the type of dude who buys Jordans. I bet he wears those in real life.
Nice. Oh, man. That was fun.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're just going to keep playing this segment. Because whenever I now like it took me a while last night. I whipped this up in 20 minutes, mm-hmm. but that's only when I figured out what I was gonna do. It took me a while to figure it out because I was just like browsing through pictures,
mm-hmm.
thinking about like putting three together or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then like it felt too much like I was choosing someone to lose and someone to surprise you or something.
Yeah, so, I'd say all of them are losers. All of them are winners.
Yeah,
I want to be a stock pitcher model now.
It's pretty good.
I feel like the entry level is pretty low. I think it's pretty easy to get into that. I wonder what they get paid. Anyways, you want to hit us with some topics? The mask thing. You think
oh shit, I should have used this picture. Put some masks over these women.
Oh man.
But go ahead.
Yeah, man. Mass. Still wearing them.
So this is a good segue. So Adidas did a bra campaign where they actually showed the women's breasts, like nipples and all, because, you know, they felt like it really doesn't make sense how men can show nipples, but women can't.
Right. Those dudes we were just looking at.
Exactly.
Full on breasts.
And it's perfect. That's the perfect segue.
I will fight anyone who disagrees.
Adidas bare breast campaign to promote its sports bra sparks heated debate online.
What they do? What they do with the breasts?
Are they pictures of this?
Yeah. So unfortunately, they were only allowed to post it on Twitter because I guess Twitter doesn't have any censorship.
Yeah. Cool like that.
So we do have photos, but they are censored, arguably. I don't know if we're allowed to show this, but maybe we'll try it.
I see them right now.
I know. Wow. How are these censored? I can't tell from here.
The nipples and the areolas are masked?
Painted out?
They're painted out.
Oh, okay, is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
I just thought they had like weird pasties on or something. Okay.
I see.
Yeah, okay. All right. I mean, these are full on breasts.
Actually, this is a perfect debate. It's like we just saw nipples of men,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and we know that nothing's going to happen, right?
Yeah,
we know absolutely nothing's going to happen. But now we are kind of scared to show non-nipples. The nipples aren't visible, but non-nipples.
Shit, you're saying we're living the hypocrisy.
So here it is. Let's see what happens. Let's
fucking do it, bro. Those are a lot of breasts. I like
a lot of titties.
which ones? Why is there just a whole wall of them now?
Is this?
I thought it was just gonna be a few as an example.
I thought it was gonna be the same number of women that were in the photo, but there are 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 24 breasts.
And there's no repeats in here.
No,
it's so hard to say. It's so hard to say without the nipples. You know, the nipples are like the faces of the boobs.
I think this is perfect because it shows that just how diverse women's breast shapes can be,
mm-hmm.
and I think this way, well, you know, to sell a product, it's not saying like, oh, my breast doesn't look like these women, so maybe I can't buy them, and so on.
Right.
And so forth.
It's like this whole inclusivity thing, and free the nipple thing.
I say free the nipple.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, man.
I don't care. You show me a boob like that, that ain't giving me a boner. You can show me all the nipple you want. It don't matter to me.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me not getting a boner over here.
All righty.
I went to a nude, when I was young, I went to a nude beach in Mexico, or a topless beach.
Yeah.
And even when I was a teenager, I was like, I'm an adult. I will not stare at any
women. You're trying to be cool.
Yeah, I was trying to be. I belong here. I am.
Not gonna make a scene.
Yes, I am an adult. I am mature enough to handle. And you know, I was like 16. And yeah, it was fine. I just minded my own business. But yeah, I get it. Like guys could just be out here, tits out, and women can't. That sucks.
We just had a whole bunch of tits out. We were talking about how much they look like tits if you just kind of look past it a little bit, like a magic eye picture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, is there anything? Let's see.
Next topic? Are we going to get full frontal on the next one?
Yeah. Let's
skip Passover?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, who's this lady?
Yeah, what's she going to tell us about?
So, in this story, I guess. Actually, no, I'll just let it. I'll play it.
Okay.
Bull can say that. We've been around for 3 days and failed to notice a naked
in the trunk of their car, but a Nanaimo woman can. And while she's laughing about it, now the discovery was terrifying.
Why are you in my trunk and are you naked?
Yeah.
What?
It's a rite of passage.
Earlier this week, Bethany Coker, who happens to be a Red Seal diesel mechanic, noticed mud in the front seat of her car. The obvious conclusion was someone had been sleeping in her vehicle. She cleaned the upholstery and moved on. Then 3 days later, she noticed the windows were fogged up and heard a voice say, "Hey." That's when she found the naked man in her trunk and quickly realized that it wasn't a prank.
Well, at first I thought someone was playing a prank on me, and then when I realized what was happening, I just kept my phone recording because I wasn't too sure what was going to happen. Like, I had no idea who this guy was. I didn't know if he was dangerous, and he'd been in my trunk for 3 days and didn't say a single word. We'd been to the grocery store together. We got sushi together. We got gas together. Like, he'd been to work with me twice. Like, not a single word.
RCMP attended. They say the man has significant health issues, and he's now in a place where he can receive the help he needs.
Oh, they didn't do anything good for that guy. They dropped him off on a street corner, told him try again.
Damn, that's crazy. So this dude was just in the back of the car for how long?
Three days.
Was he going in and out?
So I watched the longer video of her explaining it, and no, because her car was locked, so there was no way for him to get out. So he was dehydrated when they when they found him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
Wow. So she found mud and then didn't, she just cleaned it and didn't suspect anything?
Like she thought the person had left. Oh. You know, left the car, which I guess kind of makes sense. Like I wouldn't necessarily like, well, I kind of think I would maybe check the trunk, but it wouldn't necessarily be my first thought.
Right.
You know, to be like, oh, there's some, they could still be in the car.
Good Lord. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm always like, I park on the street here. And I mean, my biggest problem is remembering where I parked and fucking making sure that I'm not parked during street sweeping. But I'm always like, I always keep things in the trunk, and if there's something in the back seat, I just try to cover it. I'm just like paranoid, like, you know, somebody will break in and like take shit or whatever. But so far so good. I think because this is your car, your old car, it has that like light that looks like an alarm.
Yeah,
I don't think it's an actual alarm.
Which light?
I don't know. It's just a red light that blinks.
Oh yeah.
I think it deters people.
Yeah.
So, but damn, if I found a person in my trunk, woo.
She was taking it pretty cool, but I guess his voice did not seem like something I would be threatened by. If I was like, what the fuck, hello? And then he was like, hi.
Yeah.
I've been here.
I don't know. Yeah. I think I would probably grab some sort of weapon just in case.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like,
but what do you do? The tire iron's in the trunk with him.
Yeah, I know.
So in the full video, she actually explains that she thought it was a prank, like one of her friends were doing it.
That makes sense.
And then when she figured out that it wasn't, she like runs out of the car and like screams for help.
Oh.
Okay.
So she did.
So she reacted as a normal human would.
Yeah. She pulled out her phone like it thought it was a prank and then said, oh, this ain't a prank. I got to run for my life.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. Anything else?
So we're doing a quiz. You want to do a quiz?
Okay.
You ready for a quiz, baby?
So this is a boomer quiz.
Do people need to join?
Oh, shit. We're going to be... I'm going to be really good at this. I have like a feeling I'm going to know the answers to this.
You just have to just share the link in the chat and then people could join? There we go. All right. We're going to throw the link in the chat. So if you want to join this quiz party... invite up to 5 friends to go head to head at these rounds of trivia and claim victory. Are we doing trivia? It's not like, oh, choose your favorite soup.
Yeah.
Choose your favorite hot drink. Oh, you're 68 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a boomer quiz, so we might in the end be either boomers or not. All right, we got AJ, we got Dapper Dan, we got Killer Trav, and we got Aldridge, I think.
Yeah.
All right, we ready to
Let's go?
Let's go. Oh, is there one?
There's one more.
Pop, everyone.
Where's Mr. Almighty?
Where's Mr. Almighty?
Yeah, someone said that we were boomers earlier, and I wanted... Oh, he's... So he's Pobo.
You're trying to get the
Pobo Mojo called us boomers earlier.
When? Earlier in the episode?
Yeah. And he's not here anymore.
It's all good. Let's run it, baby. Put it in my mouth.
Hey, he actually is here. He called us boomers again.
You guys are boomers.
Good time to show up with that. What is this?
What cartoon is this screen from? Is that Rugrats?
Yeah.
Final answer? Or Doug?
Oh, shit.
Or Ren and Stimpy?
No. The more answers I see, the more thrown off I am. I thought it was Rugrats the moment I saw it.
I think Rugrats. That would be my...
We're going to get all these right, man. All
right. It won't tell us if we're correct or not.
I don't think
until
so.
The end,
we're gonna get all these right, and we're gonna be.
It's a blockbuster.
The boomerest people.
Final answer.
That's my final answer.
What are the options?
Lowe's, Circuit City, Dollar General.
Blockbuster. Is the key to this quiz to not know the answers?
Whose bedroom is this? Oh, shit.
I have no fucking clue.
Big Bob. I don't know what Big Bob's is. I know Tommy Pickles. Tommy Pickles is from Rugrats. So go back up.
I didn't have cable
Arnold's.
TV.
Maybe it's Arnold's.
I didn't watch a lot of TV as
My guess is Arnold's. I think we're getting them right.
Yeah.
Why is this TV set to channel 3? What? To play video games?
Yeah.
Or to... not to rewind the tape. To... I'd say to play video games.
To play video games.
Yeah. What is this man's name? Tom.
I know this guy's name better than I know any of these other answers.
Tom, baby.
Tom.
What used to be here?
The fuck am I looking at?
What?
What is this?
Ticket dispenser, a public directory.
Oh, I'm going to payphone. Okay, I get what I'm looking at. Oh, payphones. I thought I was looking at a thing that was complete. I didn't realize it was just a hollow space I'm looking at.
What is this?
Oh, shit. That's an N64 cartridge.
All right, N64.
Shit. We're going to win 100% boomer.
What would this be attached
Babies.
To? Yeah, Beanie Babies.
I'm winning.
This is Blue's Clues.
We're winning.
What is this person about to draw?
The fucking S. Let's go. I'm winning. So if I was not a boomer, I would say like a cube. What the fuck?
I fucking hate these quizzes. I love them too. What is this? That's a cigarette.
Ashtray.
Yeah. What restaurant used to be in this building?
A Pizza Hut.
Is that a Pizza Hut?
Yeah. I was going to say I wanted to do my bachelor party at a Pizza Hut or a Shakey's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What movie is this scene from?
Like a Titanic?
No, it's not Titanic. Is it Deep Blue Sea?
Oh, it's one of those. It's not Waterworld or Point Blank. Showed my Asian right there.
Or is it Titanic? I think it's Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea. I can't remember which one that one is. Is that the one that the ship goes down and there's a shark?
I think, yeah.
The shark is in the ship with them, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I just don't remember this from Titanic.
Is this not like they're like, you know, he's like...
They got to rush away.
Like Jack is like, you know, he's like handcuffed to the pipe.
Oh, time's up.
Ah, fuck.
Damn it. We're boomers. Damn, what? AJ won? We got last?
How many more questions were there? Were we not supposed to discuss everyone at length?
So you know what's crazy about Dennis, how you describe that scene? That's exactly where that photo is from.
Oh, is it?
Titanic?
Yeah.
Ah.
I know, like, I have like a weirdly good memory about movie things.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. I missed that then.
Yeah, that's when he's like handcuffed to the pipe,
mm-hmm.
and Rose is like, she's like, no, I'm going to go look for him. She's like running through the thing. She's like, Jack! She's like yelling through the hallways and stuff. And then they show like all the poor people and they die because the dude won't open a lock. You know?
Damn, so...
But there's not even enough, you know, what is it called? Rescue boats? What are they called?
Yeah.
Extra boats? What are these boats called? Life rafts. That's what they're called.
Yep.
Life boats. Life rafts.
Yeah. It got real nasty when it's like women and children and motherfuckers like, fuck that. Me. Yeah.
I read in a meme, I think. I don't know if this is a true fact, but like the owners of Macy's were on the Titanic.
The owners were on?
The owners of Macy's department store? They were on the Titanic and they died. And they were the old couple that's hugging in bed while it goes down.
In the movie?
Yeah, in the movie.
What?
Because it's, you know, James Cameron, he'd be like that. He like read all the books and he like took little nuggets of shit.
Oh, the Macy's.
But also, I wonder, like, you know, they say like that band was playing till the very end.
Right.
Like, who told you that? Like, what was someone paying attention? Like who's, I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, you're right. I mean, can we verify that? Can we like find out if that's real?
I don't know. They're all dead.
Yeah, they're all dead. Wait, did they all die? Nobody survived?
No, I mean, of old age.
Okay.
Eventually, death got them.
Yeah. What are you looking at?
What is this? Are you looking up Macy's? Is it true? Was Macy's like a... What's up with all this Hebrew on the screen below you?
The Macy's...
The Macy's. I forget. A family? Is it like John Macy?
Yeah, I guess.
Is that kind of thing?
I forget. Yeah. I feel like there's all these like companies and their names and you're like, oh, that's like a family name.
Yeah. Like Walmart?
Is Walmart a family name?
Yeah, they're not called Walmart, but they're called Waltons. I think they're the Waltons or something like that.
The Bloomingdales.
Yeah, the Bloomingdales. They're all names.
Yeah.
All those like legacy brands.
I don't give a fuck about all those fucking people.
What are you highlighting there, Mike? What is
it? Yeah, so it's they were co-owners of Macy's, and it seems like they were originally supposed to ride a different ship, but they switched to the Titanic
because that was the hot new shit, right?
It says due to a coal strike in England, so I guess I don't know what that means, but
A coal strike in England diverted people to the other ships. Dang, I don't even know what that means. There's not enough coal to go around, so they're like, you just got to take the Titanic. Maybe that's why there wasn't enough life rafts? Who knows?
Who knows, man?
Who knows?
The Titanic.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm kind of curious about what the other questions would have been. We could have won. So the winners are the most boomer, right? Yeah. All right. In another way, we win, I guess. Young forever, you know. That's us.
Killer Trav is the most boomer.
Eldridge. What? Oh, I want to know the other question.
It says quiz 1 of 3. Does that mean we got to keep going or is that's it, right? Are people in for the next round? It's all right. Jasmine's making an escape. Bye.
Bye. We're going to find you.
That's all right. We don't have to play anymore.
All right.
All right. Well, that's it. We did a good solid hour.
Yeah, we did a tight 1 hour right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is our show about to be available on YouTube and the other outlets?
So currently the show is on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So all of our past pop-pop casts are on YouTube. I guess you just got to search Pop-Popcast on YouTube and you should be able to find it. There's 20 videos on there right now. So this one will also be uploaded to that either tonight or by tomorrow morning. And we have the audio version on podcasts that it's still, there's still like, not a barrier, but there's a little bit of time before those are available. Okay. But you can... They might be available on Spotify, but Apple Podcasts, it should be available soon. I just don't know. I don't know if it's like 24 hours or 7 days. So I guess we'll see. So I guess we'll announce it on social media that once it's available on, you know, all major podcast platforms.
So
yeah,
tell your friends about it. Share, you know, now there's something to actually share. It's not like, oh, you gotta be up and available to watch it live.
That's right.
At 9 o'clock.
You should be able to have it available in your podcasts, and you'll find it on YouTube. So you don't have to come and you know, watch us live. But we still encourage it because we do fun stuff like this. And, yeah, it's exciting. So once we make an announcement, we're going to ask you guys to go subscribe, leave a comment.
Yeah, but you know, not now.
Not right now.
Just get ready.
Get ready. Get ready to give us five stars.
Maybe draft up your comment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since you've been following us for a while.
Yeah, think about the nice things you want to say about
exactly
our podcast.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know when it's ready for that. All right. We did it. Tomorrow is Cookbook Roulette.
Dang, you going crazy with streams this week.
Yeah.
Look at you. You a streamer, bro.
Not yet.
Ah, all right.
We watched a movie last night. Couldn't figure it out right away, but we got it. Watching a movie a little late. Or a little later than I'd like, but we watched it. It was a good movie. I forgot what was it? I Want You Back? I Want You Back on Amazon with Charlie Day and Jenny Slate. You watched it?
Yeah, I watched it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's a rom-com. It's a rom-com for show.
It's a rom-com.
But it goes on a little longer than it should have, and I appreciate that.
Oh, you appreciate that.
Like, what I'm saying is like, it's so easy to just end when they're like, oh, I like you too.
Right.
Boom. Right. And they're like, you know?
Exactly.
It goes a little bit longer. And it's like, all right, I'll give you that. You know, you did something different.
Yeah. So go check it out. Tomorrow is Cookbook Roulette. I'm doing a gazpacho.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't seem that exciting, honestly. Oh, shit. Is this quiz happening?
Oh, man, I'm going to be the most boomer.
No, we're not doing the quiz. All right, let's not do the quiz. Let's do it real quick, like real fast. Can you show it?
That's Bob Barker.
All right, let's go real fast. Bob Barker.
Yeah, I know what all these people on that list look
like. Which fast food chain used to have this distinctive yellow look?
Oh, that's Wendy's. Let's go.
Restore the
that's Blockbuster. A fucking Blockbuster. Don't show me so many Blockbusters.
What cartoon? Oh, is this the same? What the fuck?
The same fucking thing.
Rugrats. Are we just doing this whole thing over?
That's Apple. And that.
No, that.
Is that not an Apple? That's a computer.
Computers. What? To measure your fucking shoe. Why you gotta be a boomer for that shit? Motherfuckers don't measure their feet anymore?
There's an app for it now.
There's an app for this shit?
Are we just playing the same one?
No, it's a little different.
I think these are the other questions we didn't do.
What the fuck are these kids? That's Matilda.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Tom.
That's Tom. All right, so these must be the other questions, and we're just doing it in a different order.
Payphones.
Let's go. You said Arnold's.
Yeah. I said, does the green check mean it's right?
That's N64.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
What is the name of this dog?
I have no idea, but I like it.
I think it's Wishbone.
Wishbone. Let's go.
Beanie Baby. Blue's Clues.
Ashtray. That was crazy. I grew up in a car with an ashtray in it. That's wild. An S. Don't ask stupid questions. Pizza Hut. Oh, dude. Bachelor party at Pizza Hut.
That's weird.
Or like we get the whole Pizza Hut.
Oh, and strippers in there. Sounds cool. What is this?
You're
go down more. Rewinding.
You don't rewind it like that. You do it when the tape pops out. But yeah, rewinding the tape.
Ooh.
Titanic. Oh, man. Diskettes.
That's for floppy disks.
Diskettes. Yeah.
What went inside this?
A VHS. I worked at a video store. That's GoldenEye.
Yeah. Turn your computer off before midnight.
That's Y2K.
What the fuck? Y2K?
Yeah. Don't.
Holy shit.
You didn't want your computer.
A car.
That'd be a problem.
Is that
like a caller ID?
Oh, is it caller? Yeah, that's caller ID.
That's Doug.
What did Film. The store? Film. Okay.
Oh, is that a plane phone?
Do it.
What's the difference between a plane and a train phone? I've never been on a train with a phone before. Yeah.
Is that go down more?
What am I looking at?
I think it's
Oh, shit. That was
Is that Napster or LimeWire?
I think that was Napster.
I think Napster. Ooh, it's LimeWire.
Oh, it's LimeWire.
What is the name of this toy?
I didn't realize what? LimeWire had the Cushball. Top bottom thing. Blockbuster. All of these are Blockbusters.
What cassette. Is this?
It's more VHS tapes. It's all VHS yeah, tapes. VHS it's all tapes. Blockbuster. Oh, it's Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail.
Damn. I never got to Oregon.
Oh, that's Ernest.
That's Ernest.
I loved his movies.
Yeah.
Oh, we're done. Oh, we both got... Well, you're still winning, Dapper Dan.
Come on. Chilling it. Alrighty. That's it for the podcast. Follow us at OK's Happy Hour.
OK's Happy Hour.
Right? And that's then we're gonna have the podcast available, you know, to watch after, you know? Which is gonna be nice. So you wanna say anything?
Yeah. Follow us on social media, OK's Happy Hour, Discord. I'll be on Twitch tomorrow, and then we'll be back next week. Other things happening in the background.